boy, you hate to see stories like this. Sometimes in the big cities, especially one like Detroit, police-citizen relations are tense enough as it is. And now a 7-year-old has been shot and killed during a police search. The family is now saying that the child was asleep when this happened. State police will take over the investigation of the fatal shooting of a 7-year-old girl by a Detroit police officer during last weekend's raid at a girl's home. Prosecutor said Monday, state police will take over that investigation. Wayne County prosecutor Kim Worthy said bringing in the state police to investigate the killing of Ayanna Jones would avoid any appearance of conflict of interest. I agree that is the most appropriate, and that's the reason it should be done independently, the prosecutor said. The child was asleep on the living room sofa in her family's apartment when Detroit police searching for a homicide suspect burst in and an officer's gun went off, fatally striking the girl in the neck. Her father, 25-year-old Charles Jones, told the Detroit News he had just gone to bed early Sunday after covering his daughter with her favorite blanket when he heard the flash grenade followed by a gunshot. When he rushed into the living room, the police had him lie on the ground with his face in his daughter's blood. It's a tragic situation for sure. Hopefully the state police will be able to do a thorough independent investigation and bring answers back to the family. They won't be able to bring back the little girl, but hopefully be able to bring back answers and I'm not saying justify the shooting, because shootings like that can never be justified, whether it was accidental or what action needs to be taken. I hope those won't people involved won't rush to judgment and let the investigation take its course, and let's see what happens after that. More training for police officers, maybe. Sometimes accidents just do happen. It's not going to bring the daughter back. But it is something that everyone has to look at, and let's keep calm over this whole situation. I'm Dana Pritzer. That's today's commentary.